Hello, thank you for calling customer support and remaining on the line. My name is Ashley, one of our supervisors in the fraud department. To whom does the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Lori Marshall.
Hello, Ms. Marshall. I'm currently working to pull up the information that was transferred over to me. While I'm working on that, can I ask you to confirm the address you mentioned earlier, please?
Sure. 7094 Highway 9, Campy, Louisiana, 71411.
Thank you. I see that on file. I'm just waiting for the details to load here for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I would like to make sure that I let y'all know that you have just been professional and kind and helpful and polite and everything to this whole thing. I had such a horrible experience with someone earlier, and I mean, really, they were customer service, and they just hung up on me after I listened to the recordings about wait for one of our professionals to help you. And I'm like, wow, if that's what they call professionalism, I tell you what, I had to call back, and the person that I called that I got the second time was, you know, much more helpful. And but my goodness, what a ride the first time! I couldn't believe it.
I'm sorry to hear about that. That is
not,
in no way acceptable.
Company, not at your company, of course.
It's not?
Somewhere else. No, okay. No. It was someplace else that I'm having to do the same thing. I had two different charges on my account that I didn't recognize, and I...
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm happy to assist and see what we can do to help out. I do see the prior agent's notations, and I'm glad she was able to provide you a little assistance and, you know, help you in a professional manner.
Oh, yeah, she was great.
Yeah.
Polite and helpful and kind and all the things that you just dream of from somebody in customer service, because I know that, you know, I've dealt with the public before, and they can be treacherous.
Well, we're just here to help out, and I hope we'll be able to.
That's what I do it all day, every day, and you know, everybody's got a breaking point.
Well, Ms. Marshall, upon loading all the details here, what I found out is it looks like back on the 10th of November, I see we had successfully billed you one amount, which was $7.95. And that had provided a sweepstakes entry. It looks like it was a chance to enter and win a drill tool set, which it looks to be a DeWalt drill.
Right. Set. Mm-hmm. Which, and I remember looking at a DeWalt drill, and I've looked at a bunch of different stuff. And what on my bank account is calling Extraordinary Gadgets or something. That's the title or the name that's on my bank account with your phone number. And I looked at several different things, but I don't do sweepstakes and entries and things like that. I'm old. I'm a senior citizen now. I live on a fixed income, and I just, you know, I don't mess with stuff like that. I'm forced to, unfortunately, shop quite a bit online because I don't have a car right now. But I don't, you know, I don't do contests and what have you. I don't do that publisher's clearinghouse or whatever, none of that. So if I saw that it was sweepstakes or it was a contest or something, I'm sure if I did see that, I'd just turn around and exit stage left, you know. But I wouldn't have entered or signed up, or leastways not on purpose.
Okay, I understand. So you don't recall completing this sweepstakes entry for the drill set and paying the $7.95 on November 10th?
No, I don't. And if I did, it was completely inadvertent. But I don't think I did. And it seems to me that I remember looking at several different gadgets or things on the site, and the drill was one of them. But I remember being like interrupted or something and just leaving.
Okay.
You know, just like backing out of it. So
Okay, well, with that being said, ma'am, let me ask you this, because there had been an email entered of LoriLou625@gmail.com and a phone number
That is me.
Okay, the phone number had been entered of 318-521-2258.
Mm-hmm. That's me too.
Okay, so I'm not trying to pry, ma'am. Is there any chance like your device, like, do you have anything set up on autofill? Like your information?
I do have on my Google. I have autofill on Google. Mm-hmm. But I do know that my the card company I'm using now, they're like, sometimes I go to the grocery store and I can't even use my own money. I get declined because they have such high security standards or whatever. They'll see something and they don't notify you. They just lock all your stuff up.
Wow.
You get left hanging, you know, at the cash register and have to go home and call them and find out what's the deal. And that's happened to me a couple of times. So, and I'm new to these people, so I can't be, you know, I don't know all their quirks yet, but I can tell you that I probably won't stay with them because of that.
So that's on the Visa. That's
security is loaded. I haven't sent to them.
Right. So that would be on the Visa card. Is that the one we're attempting to build? The one ending in 7638.
Uh huh. And it's a new one actually, because I had it's new as of 2 months, because I had definitely had fraudulent charges to my other card, and they just sent me, we had to cancel that one and send me a new one. There was like 7 charges of $3.99 all right in a row that I didn't know where they came from. So I disputed those, and then when I saw yours and the one other one where the guy was so rude to me.
Is there any dispute on this?
I thought I would try to handle it myself rather than having to, you know, dispute and have another card sent and all that again.
All right, Ms. Marshall, I appreciate your patience. So what I was taking a look here is just to make sure everything's notated as to what mm-hmm. we've discussed here when you were transferred over to me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what I'm doing is I'm just ensuring everything had been completely canceled, so you don't have to worry about any future billings of ours. And mm-hmm. I'm going to submit the successful charge that had been billed $7.95 through on your fraud claim. So you'll be noticing it reflect back within 3 to 5 business days, and I'm going to share a confirmation number in a second, okay?
Okay. I have a pen.
All right. It'll be just a moment to have everything situated.
I've been doing this for a couple hours now.
Really? I'm sorry to hear.
Oh, those other people. No, y'all were like quick and efficient. Those other people, oh, my gosh, I held forever. And then the guy, after a couple of, I'm sorry, we can't do that. And I'm like, well, I was going to say, well, may I speak to someone who can authorize, you know, like a supervisor? And right as I was getting ready to say that, he said, and since you're not agreeing to anything, I'm going to end this call.
Oh, my God.
And then I had to call right back and do all that holding again. So I've been doing this for 2 hours now. But this will be the last. I'm not going to do anything else administrative today, lest I pull my hair out.
I know the feeling.
And oddly, I was a really good administrative assistant when I worked, but I'm past all that. I don't have to work now, so I'm just not going to do it if I don't have to.
Makes sense to me. But I do want to let you know I finished up with my notations here. I have double checked that everything is entirely canceled, and it was. So you don't have to worry about anything in the future. And I'm just waiting for the confirmation number to come through.
Okay. I'm ready with pen in hand.
Okay. Well, that was successful. Just allow it to settle within the next 3 to 5 business days. I went through, double checked. Nothing else had went through as a billing. So this confirmation number will be 7780.
1 4 1 4 6 4 3 8 6 4 3 8
Got it.
Alrighty. Thank you so much. What's your name?
You're welcome, ma'am. My name is Ashley.
Ashley, thank you so much. You've been just terrific.
It's not a problem, Ms. Marshall. I appreciate you calling customer support, and you have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.